Hey everyone, a new episode of 2 Minute Drill premieres tonight. It's on Bloomberg TV and is available streaming at any time on Amazon Prime Video. We're going to take a sneak peek of today's episode right now. 2 Minute Drill is the first pitch-only show. It's an hour long with wonderful vignettes and $50,000 in cash and prizes every episode. Make sure to set your DVRs and check the show notes to find the link to watch 2 Minute Drill on Amazon Prime Video.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook.
Our next contestant is Rhino Julie, founder and owner of Camp Rhino Gyms.
I am the owner and founder of the Rhino Gyms in Las Vegas. I have 3 locations. I have a Ninja Warrior gym, and then I have 2 functional fitness gyms that are really designed around weight loss and longevity. During the coronavirus, we went online and I absolutely loved it. And during that time, I developed the Rhino Method to help entrepreneurs and professionals lose weight without losing their minds and without taking time away from their business or their family. I had a different business and I was 65 pounds overweight and just absolutely miserable. And I was like, I don't care how much I love this business, I cannot continue living this way, just so miserable. And so I joined the fitness industry, even though I needed to lose weight, just so that I could dedicate myself to figuring out how to lose the weight. I have a message that I want to get out to the world, and what better way to do that than to just put it all out there and come on a TV show and just go for it.
Rhino Julie, your 2 minutes starts now.
Hello, I am Rhino Julie, and I am the owner and founder of the Rhino Gyms in Las Vegas. So I started them 16 years ago when I had a little print advertising business, and I had gained 65 pounds running that business. Doctors had told me that I was gonna have a hard time losing the weight because of a couple issues I had, but I was so miserable because I was tired and I was depressed and I was determined. So I gave up the print advertising business and I said, I'm gonna start a fitness business even though I'm overweight. So then I have to dedicate myself to figuring out how I can lose weight once and for all, but I wanted to do it without taking time away from my business or my family, without chicken, broccoli, or sadness, without restricting food, because my mom shows her love for me through food and I want to receive all of that love without spending an hour a day in the gym and without meal replacements or supplements, because our nutritionists agree that real food is better. And guys, I did it. It has been 16 years of testing, of gaining and losing weight very publicly and vulnerably in front of tens of thousands of clients and with the help of my 21 staff members. But I did it, guys. It's simple, it's customizable, it doesn't take up a lot of time, and it works. It's the Rhino Method. R is for reframing our relationship with food and ourselves. H is for having awareness. I is for intentional implementation. N is for notification of wins, because without celebration, there is no motivation. And O is for optimization. And I am now teaching entrepreneurs and professionals around the world how to implement the Rhino Method in their lives. And I am here today in front of you guys to offer a private coaching of the Rhino Method to any of you or any of your groups. And in exchange, when you love it and when you say, yes, Rhino Julie, that changed our lives, I am going to ask you, who else can you connect me with to spread the Rhino message to the world? Rhino Talk.
Okay, so Rhino. I felt like that was kind of a Rhino attack. You know, it was more than a business pitch. Look, I loved your energy, but it was kind of like an infomercial, a TV commercial. And I think if you were doing that, it would be amazing, crazy amazing. You had my attention. You had more than my attention. I was afraid to turn my head away. What's your business? What do you do? How do you make money? What happened to all that stuff that should be part of your pitch? Aren't you trying to raise money or perfect a pitch to investors? I didn't hear any of that. But look, if you want to go on TV and have a commercial and just sell anything, people are going to buy it because you're that good.
I was going to raise my hand and say, I volunteer. I would like to, you know, connect with her and she can teach me the Rhino Method. I'm not sure what it is you're going to teach me other than maybe how to eat. And I'm not quite sure what that involves. So I also agree with Rory that I really didn't learn anything other than you are an amazing pitch person. And whatever you have to sell, I would probably buy it.
I thought the energy was great. They all know I love non-vanilla, so I this was like extreme.
Triple scoop.
Yeah, double scoop. And I love energy, but there wasn't a lot of great content. And I think that you struggled with that. I myself, I go to the gym every day. You can't tell because I eat like poop. I mean, it's just bad. And so I play for a tie every week. I may take you up on that. Definitely hit me up. I may need to learn something. But like Joni said, I mean, I don't know if it's you're teaching us how to work out. I don't know if you're teaching us what we eat. I don't know if there's an app involved. I don't know the business model. I think you missed that opportunity. Energy was great. You're charismatic. You're exciting. But you missed the boat on that.
I love a good pitch. And if QVC is watching, they should be calling you right after this show. But I think you have a framing issue. I think a lot of people get so excited about what they do. They're in love with their product. They forget that everybody else has no clue what you do when they're starting. They're starting at ground, like the bottom has a basement when you're pitching. So you need to build the staircase up to the basement, then from the basement up to the lobby. And I think so many entrepreneurs forget that, especially the ones that have LeBron James type of skill sets of pitching, which is what I think I just witnessed. I'm still just blown away. I had no doubt your energy was going to be at the Jason Waller level. Keep the energy, learn how to frame, build the staircase from the bottom of the basement to the lobby, and you'll increase your statistical success to an enormous rate. And if not, I'm calling Kevin Harrington right now and telling him I found her pitch girl. So you're amazing.
That was helpful. I mean, I thought your tip about building up, you know, from below the basement up is spot on. I think a lot of people get excited. They don't realize that people paying attention have no idea what they're doing. And that's where she lost us. I mean, I really feel like I could use some of the workout and the dieting, obviously, so I can win a few games rather than tie every week.
I think that this was a great example of finding the balance between energy and content.
In other words, Rory and Jason.
Joni, what'd you think?
I was blown away with her energy. I don't often run into people with that amount of energy, and her passion bled through the screen. So it wouldn't matter to me what she was pitching. I know that she would be successful selling it, yeah, whatever it was. But that therein, that was the problem. I wasn't quite sure what she was pitching.